Shakespeare ate bacon.
Aliens invade nudist camp.
Your grandchildren will be born machines.
Everything you know is wrong.
That's right. You're wrong again. And the Firesign Theater's back to summarize.
Scandalize.
And surrealize. Everything you thought you were absolutely sure about. Especially Missile Defense!
Been there! Done that, you say? Yeah, we're up to our all-American space butts in Star Wars clones.
Hey,
golly, Mr. Narrator. Are you talking about George Lucas?
Whoa! Hey, Borg!
Yeah?
Yeah, listen, did you buy them new X-Wing fighters?
It's them.
Well, you mean the ones from Let Me Go? Or the ones from Toyko? I got the ones from Gotta Get a Burger. Or the ones from China. Which one?
Well, they're all from China. Poor gee whiz. The same old guy makes them. That's why they're all the same, but you got to get them all anyway.
Well, and George makes a buck out of every one of them.
Oh, sure, and with all those lucky battle bucks, George can give us another boffo buck on a bink.
Boys, it's not that Star Wars we're talking about.
Maybe not.
Oh, gosh, Mud. After episode uno, I don't know if I can stand to watch another intergalactic terrorist attack. I mean, I might be coming down with a jarring case of
AD.
Yeah, animated digititis.
Boys.
Oh, hi, Mr. Narrator.
We didn't mean George Lucas's Star Wars.
No, we were actually discussing Ronnie Reagan's Star Wars.
What? It must have been Juan Dexter Cheney, Mommy. One of those swell guys who came up with that Star Wars thing. I don't know, just wanted to call it Gipper Patrol or Return of the 7th Cavalry, but, you know, the important fellows in Washington said they wanted big B.O., you know, a box office.
Right you are, Mr. President.
No, I don't think I ever was right exactly, but I was president, I think. I can't remember. Seems like yesterday, or was it tomorrow, Mommy, when General Goldheart assembled a carton of eggheads?
All right, you scientists. Right down. Dr. Open Slammer.
Yeah.
Dr. Russell Crowe.
Thank you.
Dr. Strange Glove. Our beloved Commander-in-Chief thinks that he wants an impenetrable security shield over this blessed land of ours. Yeah. One that he hopes will keep everything out except God rays, of course, and low taxes. Got any ideas, doctors?
Oh, God. Last time Washington asked us for ideas, we came up with the Hiroshima thing.
Oh!
That was real bad karma, and Harry S. Karaokeville, General.
Look. I'm an ordinary red-blooded, psychotic, paranoid, schizophrenic mathematician with a beautiful mind and the ability to see right on windows, but I can't act. I can't act. I can't act on anything.
Hey!
I can take it.
What about we used the hydrogen. Oh. And I love what we did with the hydrogen last time. Kaboom! Bye-bye,
old.
But, hey, Opie, maybe it's a laser bomb.
No, laser beams, Dr. Glove.
Bombs, beams. What am I, an atomic scientist for? Some crummy beam?
Remember my doomsday machine?
I loved that idea. Everybody going all at once. Peace, fire, no juice.
Look. I got some numbers here. There's winners, there's losers, there's pigeons, there's Oscars.
They
could be laser beams. They could be gladiators. Let's see.
Look. General Goldheart.
Yes.
Why don't you tell the president that we'll get on down to Santa Fe or, Miami.
That's
Miami.
Good Vegas.
Someplace like Miami, nice. Right away, we get it down there. We pretend to work on something in that general area.
I like the way you're thinking.
Radar. Rockets. That doesn't start with an R. Rubber duckies.
Duckies.
Mars scans.
But we'll really get to work on is the computer simulations of galactic interstellar warfare.
Oh, my God, I'm hard.
There's money in that. There's money in that. I like money. I don't like people. I like money. I like the sense of ratio of playing players to non-players.
Okay.
Players playing times the player.
Crowy.
No, this kind of thinking can only lead to another terrible Travolta movie.
Not if we use poison gas. Even the Scientologists can't stand up to poison gas.
Gentlemen, please. Beat me up, Ronnie.
That reenactment had more digressions than a fire sign theater album. Now, come on, guys, get it together. This homeland under God rays is ready to fork over somewhere roughly between 158 and, say, 238 billion generic buckos to keep a long-range kimchi missile from knocking out the entire House of Representatives with a load of plutonium.
And that's a big billion buckos, give or take a bundle, for every congressman baked in the bunker. Are they worth it?
Is everything we know about missile defense wrong?
Golly, Mr. Narrator, I'm just lucky to have a cyber-trucking gig, and if I never worried about mutual assured destruction, well, how can I get it up for Star Wars? And I do mean the movie.
Yeah, Porge, by the time I got them scooper lasers in super space, we'll have already been invaded by aliens already.
Get off the set, guys.
I thought aliens were like in everybody's
shoes. That's why the X-ray are high top of the Mustang. Let's
just
go.
Enough. Are you guys trying to tell me, Happy Harry Cox, that everything you know is wrong about airport security, too? My nerves can't stand it.
If your nerves can't stand it neither, you'd better forget about it. Anyway, that whole airport security thing was predicted 35 years ago in the Fire Sign Theater's first LP.
Waiting for the electrician or someone like him.
And you can learn your first three words in Turkish.
You never know when they might come in handy.
May I see your passport, please?